Chapter 6, On the Way Home. The next morning, Fogg went down to the docks to find a ship to hire privately. He saw a mid-sized ship that was puffing steam, a sign that it was ready to leave. Fogg boarded the Henrietta and met the captain, a tough-looking man named Andrew Speedy. Speedy was not going to Liverpool, but rather Bordeaux, France. So Fogg paid the captain £2,000 for each passenger to travel with him to Liverpool. By noon the next day, Captain Speedy was no longer in control of the ship anymore. He was locked in his cabin like a prisoner. Speedy tried to cheat them and go to Bordeaux, his original destination. For the next few days, Fogg piloted the ship through rough weather. The ship's engineer came to speak with Mr. Fogg. Passepartout listened to their conversation. He was terrified to hear that the ship had burned up all of its coal and did not have enough to reach Liverpool. Phileas Fogg told Passepartout to let Captain Speedy out of his cabin. "I want you to sell me your ship," Fogg said to the captain seriously. "I'm going to burn her for fuel." Fogg pulled a roll of American dollars out of his pocket. "Here's $60,000.
"Okay."
Captain Speedy accepted the offer quietly. As soon as Fogg had bought the Henrietta, he ordered the sailors to strip every bit of wood from the cabin and the deck to burn for fuel. By the 20th, the Henrietta was now only a flat platform of iron. Fogg had only 24 hours to reach London. By docking at Queenstown, they could take a train to Dublin and then a fast boat to Liverpool, thereby gaining a few hours. 20 minutes before noon on December 21st, Fogg and his companions went ashore at Liverpool Dock. They were only 6 hours away from London. Suddenly, Fogg felt a hand on his shoulder. It was Mr. Fix.
"Phileas Fogg, I arrest you in the Queen's name," said Mr. Fix.
Phileas Fogg was put in prison. He sat in the cell with his eyes on his watch, silently hoping for a chance to get to London. In his journal, he wrote the words, "December 21st, Saturday, Liverpool, 80th day, 11:40 a.m. Then he waited. Then, at 33 minutes past two, Fogg heard the door of his cell open. Mr. Fix entered. He was out of breath.
"Sir," he huffed, "terribly sorry. A most unfortunate resemblance. The robber was arrested 3 days ago. You are free."
Phileas Fogg was a free man. He looked Mr. Fix in the eyes. Then he knocked Mr. Fix down with a single punch.
"Well done, monsieur,"
cheered Passepartout. Fogg, Passepartout, and Auda took a cab to the train station. The express train to London had left 35 minutes prior, so Fogg ordered a special train to leave at 3. It was 10 minutes to 9 when they stepped off the train in London. Fogg was behind by 5 minutes. He had lost the wager. From the station, Fogg ordered Passepartout to go to the market for some food. Then he and Auda went home. Later that evening, Fogg had a private conversation with Auda. He began by saying, "When I brought you here, I had a fortune, but now I am ruined."
"I pity you,"
continued Auda.
"But two lost souls may find comfort together. Will you take me for your wife?"
Suddenly, Phileas Fogg's lips began to tremble. He closed his eyes for an instant to think. When he reopened them, he said, "Yes, by all that is holy, I love you."
"Ah,"
she cried and pressed his hand to her heart. Phileas Fogg called Passepartout immediately. When he entered the room, he saw Auda holding Fogg's hand and understood everything instantly. Fogg asked him to go and find Reverend Samuel Wilson at the local church. He wanted to know if it was not too late to schedule a wedding ceremony for the next day. It was 5 minutes to 8.
"For tomorrow, Monday?"
asked Passepartout.
"Yes, for tomorrow, Monday," answered Phileas Fogg.
Passepartout hurried off as fast as he could. At 35 minutes past 8, Passepartout staggered back to Fogg's house, out of breath, and said,
Master, marriage tomorrow is impossible.
But why so? Asked Phileas Fogg.
Because tomorrow is not Monday. Tomorrow is Sunday, and the Reverend has to perform his duties at church. There are only 10 minutes left.
Then Passepartout grabbed his master by the collar and threw him out the front door. Phileas Fogg jumped into a cab and calmly said, "Take me to the Reform Club." Inside the Reform Club, Fogg's friends nervously began a round of whist. The clock ticked 9:18. There was perfect silence in the room. One more minute, and they would be the winners. At the 57th second, the door opened. As the clock ticked on its 60th second, Phileas Fogg stepped in and said, "Gentlemen, here I am." It was Phileas Fogg, in person, and on the correct day. Phileas Fogg won the wager. He had gained a dip. The world moves westward, yet he had traveled eastward. The next day, when Fogg saw Passepartout, the butler said to him,
"I think we might have gotten around the world in 78 days if we hadn't crossed India."
"Then we would not have saved Oudah," replied Fogg. Passepartout was shocked to see his master smiling. "And I would not have gained a wife."